Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The Dow Jones finished 765 points up for the day. NASDAQ finished 239 points up for the day. Mm-hmm. And the S&P finished 92 points up for the day. So it's interesting because September is usually a down month in the stock market. It was down. October is usually a good month in the stock market, especially during midterm election years. We spoke about this mm-hmm. before. October to April is actually the best months for stock market historically during midterm election years. But obviously there's a lot of different variables that go into play this year. So is this the start of a run or is this just a pump fake?
Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be the test. So historically, the market tends to go up on Mondays and Fridays. If we have a strong Tuesday and a strong Wednesday, it'll be a sign of strength. If we fall Tuesday morning, turn to CNBC before the market opens and see what the futures are set to do. If they're saying that we're down 100 points before the open, won't be good. But Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be the test. I hope this is the start of a strong push, but we're not here to hope. Tuesday and Wednesday will be the truth teller if we're going to go up or not.
Yeah, I think it's tough to tell, right? Because the fact is that causing an economic downturn haven't really changed, right? Inflation's still here. There's still a crisis in Ukraine. China's still in COVID lockdown. Those things haven't changed. And so it's interesting. When they say October, and we spoke about it before, but they call it, I saw it in the headlines today, the bear killer. And so like these are the statistics that they're going off of. This is actually in the Stock Traders Almanac. So out of the 12 post-World War II bear markets that have ended in October, so that's 1946, 1957, 1960, 1962, 1966, 74, 87, 90, 98, 2001, 2002, and 2011, all of those bear markets have ended in October. 7 of those years were midterm elections. So obviously we know that we're in one right now. So in the midterm, October since 1950, the Dow has been up 12 out of the six years. So been up 12, been down 6 on an average increase or appreciation of 2.6%. The S&P in that same time from 1950 during a midterm October has been up 13 times, been down 5.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
With an average appreciation of 2.7%. And the NASDAQ, obviously started in 1971, has been up 9 times, been down 3. So the numbers point in our favor for the month of October, and mm-hmm. the average appreciation is 3.1%. Just want to add that in there. But the economic factors that have caused it haven't really changed. So
haven't changed at all, yeah.
Could it be a pump fake? Yeah, this I feel pump fake, but perspective
the
is
Kobe?
Deep. Yeah.
Traders, yeah. Be careful.
Be careful.
Do not, because we had a great day today, go in tomorrow and be like, hey, I'm just going to do calls and I'm going to trade the NASDAQ and ES to the upside. Let it play out in front of you. And going to your point, I was looking right before we started the show. Inflation in Turkey has went up 83%. That's the reported number. The real number is like 185%. It's not like all my crypto people. If I ever say anything bad about Bitcoin or Ethereum at any point, this is the ultimate case for definitely needing a hedge for international global inflation. That is terrifying. Like, imagine if you're a parent of 2 and you have to provide housing, clothes, shelter if things go up 200% in 2 months.
Yeah, at one point, Zimbabwe had like 10,000% inflation. That like it was like $1 million for a piece of bread. Jesus. So we'll see how the situation unfolds. History is on the side of a bull run.
Mm-hmm. History is with us.
But this is unprecedented times that we're in. So we will see, but it did kick off the way mm-hmm. that it would. You would think it would kick off, yeah, historically.
For the fourth quarter, yeah.
For the fourth quarter run. A few things are in the market's favor. History, the midterm election situation, mm-hmm. the month of October, mm-hmm. and the fourth quarter, because usually towards the end of the year, the stock market does better. So, what are you about to say?
So remember like when Ghost threw Kane in the building and he caught on fire?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But can it survive? That's what the market's going to do. Like, it's going to make it out alive, but it's going to be terrifying. It's going to be tough for a little bit of time. I hope that we push up, but 2023 is probably going to be flat at best. And I can't wait till Steve comes on so we can talk about Fed fund rates and all that kind of stuff. But we will push up, but it's going to be a hell of a battle to get out of this danger zone that we're in.
Let's talk about Tesla. So Elon Musk debuted, showcased Optimus, which is Tesla's robot. last week at Tesla's AI Day. And the idea of this robot. So from my understanding, the robot will have a cost of $20,000. And it is designed to do everything that a human brain can do, such as process vision data, make last minute decisions, as well as communicate. So it's pretty much like a person. And at $20,000, that's extremely affordable.
To play God's advocate. Well, I got to get to it before TikTok does it.
I think it's extremely affordable as far as like, let's say I'm using this to somebody that's working in a factory, right? To replace a job.
Yeah.
It costs a lot less to pay for a $20,000 robot than it does to pay somebody $60,000 a year and then pay for sick leave and then benefits. Pay for medical benefits and then pay for life insurance, stuff like that, which end up probably being $100,000. So that's what I mean. It's affordable. When I'm assuming most people that have these robots are going to be using these robots for jobs, right?
Yeah.
So $20,000, you can't really hire somebody for $20,000.
No,
not in the States.
Not in America.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by affordable. But their stock price was down today.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with Tesla?
So the delivery numbers came in, and it said they sold fewer than expected vehicles in the third quarter due to logistics hurdles with slowing outlook for economic growth, raising doubts about demand. So how bad do people still want the Tesla vehicles? They stood down 9% after hours today, which is interesting because that other company that we used to like destroy, Rivian, numbers actually went up 6%. I think they delivered like 7,600 vehicles, which is a little bit more than what they expected. But I think it's interesting, right? They probably saw the forecast for that coming out on Monday, and that news came out during the weekend, right? The robot thing. I feel like that dropped like Friday, and so let's create our narrative. Like let's get ahead of the news and the report that we know is coming. Let's give them some breaking news that they can run with because the numbers are going to be disappointing. And you know, from an investing standpoint, do we still love Tesla? Still love it, but you know, there's setbacks. And this is why I said, like, when we're talking about, is it a pump fake? Like these are some of the economic factors that are still in place that are happening to good companies.
I think the robot idea is fascinating. I think earlier this year or late last year, I had a stat that by 2030, 50% of the workforce will be replaced by automation in some format. Who better to bring this initiative in? And someone should research homework assignment if they are getting government funding to push this initiative through Tesla and through Elon. As far as the demand for cars, the long-term demand would be great, but we are just, and I can't wait till they announce it so we can just like rip the Band-Aid off and just say that, hey, we're in a global recession. It's probably going to take 2 or 3 years to recover so we can begin to fix some of the issues that we have been facing. For the first time in a long time, man, I'm going to Tesla.
You going in?
130.79 is a place to load the boat. No, never did.
Oh, okay. No. Like, wait, where we going with that?
I should have drug it out for like a hot take, but no, 130.79 is where I'm looking to load the boat. If it does fall that far, I'll be incredibly elated, but long term, Tesla's going to be fine.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.